Hi there. In this particular session, we're going to be looking at some of the biology of aging. When we are ministering to those who are senior citizens, it helps to understand something of what's going on with really everyone's body as they age. So I thought I would just go through a little bit of the stuff that I can that can be found on Wikipedia, and of course, if you go to Wikipedia and you follow some of the links they have, you'll be able to read lots more stuff about what the biology of aging is. So I invite you along today to think about this fact of aging and how it affects our bodies. First, a definition. Aging is the process of becoming older. Now, I guess that's not such a staggering definition, and yet it's one that I think needs to be spoken of. Aging is the process of becoming older. From the time we are conceived until the time we die, we're all in a process, and we're all moving from beginning to ending. And aging is what we call that process of becoming older. Now, in humans, aging represents the accumulation of changes in a human being over time and can encompass physical, psychological, and social changes. And we'll be looking at some of the social things and psychological ones a little later when I tell you about some of my friends. But right now, just to realize that aging encompasses not just our bodies, but our psychological sense of ourselves and our social sense. As we age, we become less comfortable with various people who are around us, and it's all involved in this process of getting older and trying to understand what's happening in our lives. Now, aging is among the greatest known risk factors for most human diseases. I'm not sure that's even such a shocking thing either, and yet it is very, very real. Aging is among the greatest known risk factors for most human diseases. Of the roughly 150,000 people who die each day across the globe, about two-thirds die from age-related causes. So about 100,000 people every day are dying around the world, and it's from age-related causes. And we do well to be aware of that, because as people are aging, they all become aware that there is a time when our days are going to end. Now, when Wikipedia talks about mortality, it says that that can be used to define biological aging, and it refers to the fact that you can die. It's used to talk about biological aging so that then you realize that in an organism like a human being, that aging becomes something that leads to mortality. And so biological aging refers to an organism's increased rate of death as it progresses throughout its life cycle and increases its chronological age. As you get older, there's going to be more and more people your age who die. Another possible way to define aging is through functional definitions, of which there are two main types. The first of those definitions describes how there are varying types, kinds of, and now here's a nice word, deteriorative changes that accumulate in the life of a post-maturation organism and can leave it vulnerable, leading to a decreased ability of the organism to survive. What I take that to mean is that what happens is there are deteriorative changes. That means there are things that start to go wrong. For example, in many, many older people, their knees give them real problems. It's a deterioration of what's going on between the bones and the pads that were created to keep those bones separated from each other. Arthritis has developed. Those are little tiny little spur type things on the ends of the bones, and that wears away at the padding between the ends of the bones that come together in your knees, and pretty soon it's just bone on bone, and that's extremely painful. And that is a deteriorative change, and it makes the person more vulnerable to dying because they start moving around less and less and less and less. And that leads to a whole bunch of other kinds of things that can go wrong. Now, the second functional definition, is a senescence-based definition. This describes age-related changes in an organism that increase its mortality rate over time by negatively affecting its vitality and functional performance. Now, when we get older and our body is aging, there are age-related or changes that happen. And one of them, for example, is when we might have a stroke and we lose our ability to swallow. By this time, then your mortality is going to increase because you need to be able to swallow and to be able to eat in order to be nourished. And so that's something to keep in mind also, that aging involves a couple of different kinds of things that have to do with our body. Now here, there's an illustration of a normal aged brain on the left and a brain affected by Alzheimer's on the right. And you can see that there are very definite differences. You can see that the brain has disappeared. It has gone away. The part in the middle, right in the center of the illustration, has gotten much larger. There are other cavities, so to speak, that have opened on the bottom where there hadn't been before. And with all of those things happening, the synapses are deteriorating and they're not working as well, and there's fewer of them, and we lose our ability to think well and particularly to remember. And that is one of the most difficult things of Alzheimer's, is losing your history. Suddenly you don't have a history anymore. You can't remember who you were. You can't even remember who your wife, your husband is, or one of your children. And those things then lead to a loss of your person, because our person is made up of our memories. It's made up of everything that has been in our past. And when we experience the aging that Alzheimer's brings on, we lose that sense of ourselves. As we get older, things happen. Around age 50, hair turns gray. And what happens is, what I'm told anyway, is that the hair follicles cease producing or taking or making use of the color that is normally found in our skin, and that gives the color to the hair that grows. And so around age 50, the hair follicles, as your hair is growing, stop injecting that color into it, and gray is actually the natural color of your hair. And pattern hair loss by the age of 50 affects about 30 to 50% of males. So that by the age of 50, people are getting bald and they're losing their hair in one way or another. And actually, hair loss occurs in 1/4 of all females as well. Their hair gets thinner and thinner. And people notice this of themselves. They notice what's happening to them. They look in the mirror and they can see that hair isn't where it used to be, or it's not the color that it used to be. It's not as thick as it used to be. You can used to take a comb and kind of tug it through your hair. Now it just simply glides through because there's just not much of it there. Atherosclerosis is classified as an aging disease. And what it is, it's a thickening that goes on in the wall of your blood vessels. And the illustration there on the right shows a typical artery that got the blood platelets flowing just nice. And there's a couple of them can come through together and so on. But the one that has the deposits there, you can see the blood does not flow through it very well. It doesn't, the platelets cannot come through in a normal way. They have to start going sideways. And what happens after some time is that they can get blocked. And that's what leads to a heart attack. Cardiovascular disease, for example, stroke and heart attack, which globally is the most common cause of death. Vessel aging causes vascular remodeling and a loss of arterial elasticity. Your arteries need, when you feel your pulse, you feel the bump, 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 and that's your arteries pushing up, going down, pushing up, going down, pushing up, going down. And it's like a balloon as it stretches out when the heart puts pressure on, and then it goes back when the heart is at rest. And so you have this constant pressure, not pressure, not pressure, not. And once you lose that elasticity, the blood just doesn't flow as well. And the stiffness of the arteries then becomes reason for blood not getting where you need it. You get winded when you're walking because you can't get the blood to where it needs to be, and so on. Dementia becomes more common with age. About 3% of people between the ages of 65 and 74. About 19% of those between 75 and 84, and nearly half of those over 85 years of age have dementia. And as the illustration shows, dementia is really an umbrella term for a variety of different things. It's something that one term covers several different possible diseases that one might have. There's vascular dementia, there's Alzheimer's, there's frontotemporal dementia, dementia with Lewy's body, Parkinson's disease, dementia, cortebasal degeneration, progressive supranuclear palsy. Of course, I don't know what those all mean, but nevertheless, dementia is what is used to describe in a simple way that this is going on in a person. Aging is among the greatest known risk factors for most human diseases. As we noted before, the roughly 150,000 people who die each day across the globe, 2/3, 100,000 per day, die from age-related causes. And in industrialized nations, the proportion is higher, reaches as much as 90%. And that's why I wanted to include this again. The proportion in industrialized nations, in the first world, we might say, in the second world, the proportion of age-related causes that people die from, it reaches all the way up in 90% and goes past the 65% and goes all the way up to 90%, so that you can tell that it's the age-related causes that are really the most likely cause of death as we go along in our lives. you know, and there's so much more that's been published on the subject of the biology of aging. And I just wanted to give you just a little bit of that. There is so much to be seen. And this is just to give you as senior ministers an insight into a phenomenon that my friends and I have often remarked upon. When one gets to be in the upper 60s and older, the topic of a conversation often turns to a recounting of one's ailments. As the illustration has, there's these five guys sitting there, and surely you can't go about 15 minutes unless one of them starts talking about one of their ailments. That's just the way it is with older people. And if we're going to be ministering to senior citizens, we have to realize that that's going to be a topic of conversation. And we have to be able to understand a little bit about what that's like, because for older folks, dealing with our ailments is something that affects us every single day. When you can't get up and walk because your hip hurts so bad, when you can't feed yourself because your Parkinson has gotten to the point where your hand shakes so badly that you can't lift your spoon or your fork to your mouth, these are issues that need to be talked about. These are very real things in the life of one of the elderly people. And it's so in my life, it's so in my wife's life, and all my friends that are getting to be this age. There's so many things that we can talk about that have to do with our ailments and what we're doing to take care of them, how we're taking care of them, which doctor do we think handles this thing the best or that thing the best. It's a remarkable phenomenon that we need to be aware of. I want to tell you about some of my friends. For the last, eight, 9 years now, except for the year of COVID, now 2020, we've stopped and we've only been able to see each other a few times throughout the whole year, and it's something I miss terribly. But I want to tell you about some of the people that I get together with. I've given them different names, and these are not their pictures, but I'm using this in order to help you be able to visualize a person. So Pete is 81 years of age. He's been widowed for the past 7 years. His wife died very difficult death of cancer. He had cared for her for about 4 or 5 years as she very, very slowly died of cancer. Now, he himself had colon cancer about 40 years ago when he was just like 41 years old. And he's had a colostomy bag ever since. And this colostomy bag is not easy to deal with. If you and I had to deal with that, we might realize that, you know, this is something he needs to talk about once in a while. It's not a pleasant subject. It's kind of an icky one might say, but it's very significant in his life. He's had a colostomy bag for 40 years, and that requires attention several times every day. His life is deeply affected by that colon cancer 40 years ago and what they needed to do when they removed his bowel. And Pete often mentions that he's very depressed and he just wants to die. Recently, during this time of COVID, there was a chance we had to get together as a group. And he mentioned again that it was very difficult for him to be a part of life these days because he's holed up in his apartment and he can't really go anywhere. He can't talk to people and so on. And he says, I just want to die. And we try to give him some encouragement because we don't want him to think that we wouldn't care if he died or not. But nevertheless, he just wants to die. When we minister to seniors, that's going to be a phenomenon that we're going to be given opportunity to deal with quite often. Then there's Ben. Ben is about 75. He was a truck driver for his whole adult life, and he is really quite burdened with family issues. His son is an alcoholic. He's been dry now for a couple of years, but he has some addiction issues that he's striving to get on top of. And Ben is always trying to help him and trying to find a way to assist him in life without giving him everything. He doesn't want to just hand him stuff. Ben has cancer. He's had cancer in a few different parts of his body. He's undergone treatment for them, and he has his cancer pretty much under control at this point. And I was talking to him a month or so ago, and I called him up to see how he was doing, and he said, "Well, because I said, how's your cancer doing?" He said, "Well, that's not too bad, but." Well, he says, that once in a while I do some things that really aren't too smart. And he had suffered third-degree burns in a fire in his yard. He was burning something out in the backyard and had started his fire and went in the house. It got away from him. He came back out, and all he could think of doing is stomping on it in order to go out. Well, then his pants started on fire, and his pants burned and gave him third-degree burns. And he's had to have skin grafting and so on. Well, obviously, this becomes a topic of conversation when we see each other, when I call him up and ask him how he's doing. I want to know, how is your skin grafts doing? Are they taking? Are they giving you problems? Are they infected? Are they doing good? And Ben needs to be able to talk about that. But again, it's a biological thing about his body, and it's something that happened, and he's not proud of it. He says, "Man, I do some stupid things." But that's who part of who he is my friend, and I will accept him that way. And when we minister to seniors, we're going to find lots of quirky, fun people whose lives still have all these issues that has to be dealt with. Tom is a guy who just turned 80. He's had cataracts removed out of his eyes. And he needs multiple medications. They're very expensive. And so he finds himself often trying to find ways to cut down on the expense of his medications. He drove a delivery truck for 40 years, loves a good story, and he loves to tell them himself. But he's part of our group too. And, you know, when we're talking about, well, how are things going? Well, then he'll come around sooner or later to his medications and how he's trying to figure out how to have less costly ones because he's got a lot of out-of-pocket expense there. But, you know, he loves a good story, but at the same time, once in a while, he'll become quite vulnerable and he'll start talking about some of his grandchildren that he's so concerned about because, as he puts it, they're just headed in the wrong direction. And that's heavy on him. It's just very heavy. And even though he may laugh and he had lots of good stories, still down underneath Tom is still hurting down inside. Then there's Jerry. Jerry reached age 88, and I say reach because he's now deceased. He was a businessman since dropping out of high school. He was early on one of the computer businessmen in his city, and now his chair's empty after he died of lung cancer, and we all miss him. And that's just part of life as well for us. So as we age, we face the looming reality of our own mortality. Our biological aging and the ailments it brings reminds us every day of the passing of time and the approach of our own passing away. And to think about that is not something that people enjoy doing. In fact, many times they simply don't, and they try not to have it be a part of their life. So doing some reading on the biology of aging will help you to minister to those who are seniors and those who care for them. Having some insights into the aging process will help you avoid those embarrassing mistakes, which I have made myself, and I'm just letting you know that they are something that happens, and they can occur when dealing with an older person's biological issues, and you really don't want to call attention to that in order to make them embarrassed. Well, that's all for this time. We'll catch you next time.